Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you.
Hi, and welcome to another episode. I am Lucy Lampe, your host, and today we're talking about the difference between a compelling vision and an uninspiring plan. You know what I'm saying? Like a plan that you map it out, you get all clear on this is my path, but then somewhere along the way, like it loses life. It feels boring and heavy and burdensome. Oh my God, that I have been there so many times. Okay, so this has come up multiple times in my coaching groups. Actually, this is where I hear it the most because this is where we get in, you know, deeper into the nitty-gritty. For example, one mama, she said, you know what? I had a vision for my marriage. It went something like this. We were going to get married, have a couple kids, have our own careers, buy a house, and then I didn't have a vision past that. And I remember my response was, okay, what if that wasn't a vision? That sounds like a plan. It sounds like it was just a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. And you guys, full disclosure right here, I do not do 5 and 10 year plans. I don't. I map out maybe 1 year in advance. This is the person I want to be. This is my vision for 1 year from now in my marriage, in my family life, in my business, in my body, in my health. But like 5, 10 years ahead, it's kind of, really, it's bullshit to me. Because who can look that far ahead? Anyways, I digress. And then I break it down into 12-week cycles because that's more immediate. And we can do a hell of a lot in 12 weeks or 90 days, more than we think that we can. So anyway, here's the difference between the plan that this mama laid out for me and a vision. Because you see, a vision is compelling. A vision is something that like grabs you, that connects with you at a heart level, that thing that keeps you going when shit gets really hard, when you can't see the path, when you can't figure out what the next step is. Like, what is that next project I have to work on? What is the next project I get to work on? What is the next thing that I'm going to commit my time and energy and resources to? But you follow that pull, and it can be hard to put into words, but I'm going to tell you right now, here is a big part of my vision. As far as impact and career goes, my vision is to set moms free, to help moms set themselves free so they can live to the fullest capacity of their badass selves, because they are capable of so much more than they think they are. You are capable of so much more than you think you are and then you give yourself credit for. So I get very passionate about this because I have seen so many mothers and experienced my own mother as a kid growing up trapped in a box that we put ourselves in. Nobody else is forcing us into that box, and we can give ourselves permission to get out of that box at any moment. And when I see moms, when I see mothers living freely, living as their full free selves without those self-imposed limitations of like, I can't do this, or I can't be this, I can't achieve that because I'm a mom or because I'm an introvert or whatever bullshit stories are in our heads. But when they get past that and they live outside of that and they live with courage and integrity and freedom, there is so much impact that comes with that. The impact on their kids, holy crap, just imagine that. Is there someone in your life that lives like that? Just think about the impact of everyone around them. They inspire the shit out of me. And that is the person that I need to be to help other moms be set free, to live with that full sense of freedom. I know that this term freedom can be kind of elusive. My husband, he doesn't quite get it. He's always like, What is it with you and freedom? Like, I don't really get it. Because his big pain was loneliness, which I can connect with to a degree, but I didn't grow up feeling intensely lonely. I always felt like I had someone with me that someone was usually God, was this spiritual, this presence that was unmistakably there for me all the time. So I didn't have this pain of loneliness, but I had this pain of feeling trapped. Like I always wanted to do and be more and be greater and push myself and see what I'm made of, what's in me. And I always had these limitations that I thought were on the outside, but really I had allowed them on myself. So anyway, so this part of my vision, do you see that picture? Do you see how different this imagery of moms living freely, fully on, is different than my vision is to have a retreat every year and to have 3 conferences. And then in 5 years, we're going to have 10 conferences and we're going to expand into other cities. Now it's not bad or wrong or lesser than to have a plan. The plans will come, but without the vision, the plans will always be bullshit. The plans will always be just like spinning your wheels. It won't feel like you're being pulled into it. It'll feel like you're pushing. It'll feel like, I have to do this because it's the next logical step, or I should do this if I want to get this thing in my business, or this thing in my body, or this thing in my marriage, or in my family life. So think about, what is your vision? What is your vision? What is that thing that is just so fucking compelling to you that it excites you to get out of bed in the morning? On those mornings when I feel like I just do not want to drag my butt out of bed, I just want to stay warm, I want to be cozy, I want to stay under my covers, and I don't want to get up. But I kid you not, I think I bring to mind the faces of my kids. And there's just something about that gets my ass out of bed faster than anything else. Because you see, while I want to set moms free, really the ultimate thing, the ultimate pull for me is me being free. Is me being free for my kids. It's my kids being free. It's them growing up in that way. That's so powerful that they will influence all of their friends and their mothers. And all these families will live with freedom and wholeheartedness. So I know this is a lot that I just threw at you. I get very passionate about this because like I'm telling you, my biggest pain in feeling like I just couldn't, I just wanted to, you know, like I always had to play small. That was my story. I got to dim myself because I don't want to be too much. But to be free of that, to be just fucking extreme, to talk the way that I talk, to not give a fuck if you like the way I talk or not, and to trust that there is something in you that will connect, that will see, like, oh my God, like I want to be greater. I want to see what I am capable of. And I want my kids to experience the most powerful version of me, the most in sync, in tune version of me. So that's what I want to leave you with today. I would love to hear what your thoughts are, as always. And I encourage you to consider, what is your vision? And what is that experience like? What does it feel like in a visceral level? All right. Well, that is, that's all I got for you today. Hey, also, I did change the name recently of our private Facebook community from the Sexy Mama Sisterhood to Mompreneur Self-Mastery. So if you have not yet joined, that's the name that you can look for now. I decided to make a shift in the name to more adequately describe what goes down in that group. And also because we get a lot of weird requests to join from creepy men with questionable names and really odd Facebook profiles. So Mompreneur Self-Mastery, if you're not part of the group yet, come on over, join us if you're a mom entrepreneur. And as always, you can visit the mother site at sexymamamovement.com for books, other resources, and other stuff going on. All right, well, I'm going to finish drinking my ketones. They arrived early. They arrived a day early. And I am just like, I am on fire. I feel it. Let's put this energy to use, damn it. All right, ladies, have a wonderful rest of the day. Here is to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.